Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Ryan Donato last night,
right,
just out of sheer coincidence, up the Sylvan Street Grill last night. Yeah. Little Bruins watch party, right?
Very nice.
Okay.
You did a pre-watch party, right? You were 6 to 8?
We were there early, and, you know, I had all the stuff going on, but we had a few giveaways last night.
Huh.
Had a signed team photo from the 97-98 squad, which I believe Ted Donato was on. Does that sound right?
That's a random thing.
Random
to have.
Thing. All right?
Yeah.
We had a pair of tickets to an upcoming game, and we had one more item to give away. A signed Ryan Donato photo. Just random. Those three things. Those are the three things you could enter to win last night. And what happens last night?
He scores!
Jesus.
He scores.
What are the odds, Beetle?
What are the odds, Beetle?
I don't know. How many guys are on the Bruins?
Okay, you could easily figure the odds. I'm just saying.
Tell me something about the Bruins. It was nice that it happened.
It's good.
That's it.
Nice.
Tell me something about the Bruins.
Tom on the train wrote this yesterday.
What do you write?
Wrote, the Bruins are down.
Email of the day.
The Bruins are down another defenseman, Kevin Miller, for multiple weeks. And the corresponding roster move they make is bringing up a young, inconsistent forward in Ryan Donato? Question mark. I mean,
stupid
again,
email of the day.
He wrote this before last night.
Why would you text it? Why would you email us?
You're getting caught up on the wrong things. He said Donato is clearly not ready to make the leap, and he's too talented. I like that though. You're saying he's very talented, lot of potential. But he's not ready at this point. But saying he's too talented to just be the guy that's riding the fence between Providence and Boston. Or at least be sent down for longer than 9 games. It comes conveniently one day after a report from Elliot Friedman that Sweeney told him they are looking for outside help on the front end. With that being said, my take on the Donato call-up, he's trade bait.
No.
Donato, trade bait. So now we got to ask T-Bone, a day later, how do you feel about the possibility of him getting traded now that he had a great goal last night? Yeah, I would say
untouchable.
His value went up.
Never been higher.
Trade high.
Never been higher.
I mean, what?
What date is it?
Christmas break must be coming up, so he'll be fully available. When do classes end?
When does the semester end?
Finals next week, probably, right?
Finals, yeah.
He still wears uniform.
Once he gets that out of the way, he'll be good. He'll be great.
He still wears jersey like the Harvard.
Ryan Donato. Would you trade Ryan Donato?
No.
Why not?
Just seems like it's one of your good young guys. The old man played here. It's just, I don't know. It just seems like he's a typical Bruin.
What if you got a great return?
Look, there's plenty of good players who come out of Massachusetts, right? There's plenty of good hockey players that come out of Boston and the New England area don't play for the Bruins. I mean,
no, I know.
People seem to get over it.
I seem like the kid. The moment wasn't too big for him last year, and again, last night hits the game winner and just calmly skates off.
Well, I think it sort of speaks to a bigger thing in that where the Bruins are at in their build and where they believe they are, and with all the injuries they've suffered this year. Whether it be Bergeron getting hurt or Chara getting hurt, you sort of look at it and say, well, what's the shelf life of this sort of team before they have to make the transition to the next group of guys?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And if those two guys get healthy and their veterans are healthy, throw Kevin Miller into the mix there too. Guys who sort of come back, they get their players back. Is this the type of year they do want to make a sort of a splash move to really bolster what they have before they go into the playoffs? Before they go down that stretch. I'm curious to know what they think of this. You know, how many more years can Chara, Bergeron, Marchand sort of be the front leading guys before you do have to have that next wave of players?
So, that's a good question. I mean, you know, the other thing too.
If you want to maximize whatever they view the current window as,
yep.
You're probably going to have to give up a good young player. If you're really going to add something of significance, that's what you're going to have to consider.
But also, if you're banged up too, and you think, you know, when you realistically look at this, it's probably not their year, you know, as far as a really, really deep run. So why would you give up a pretty good young
asset? And I sort of feel that way too.
You know what I mean? A good young asset, if he is going to be part of that eventual transition, yeah. Then you kind of want to hang on to him.
Paulie's in the truck on Ryan Donato. Paulie.
Yeah, I know what to do with them. I've been thinking for the last few days. For starters, I've been saying since the beginning of the year, and I told you guys that they're thin up front. They're going to need more firepower. Now Sweeney's talking about it. You can see that early on. But I'll tell you what to do with Ryan Donato. I put him on a line with Chris Wagner because they both know where the net is. Now, Wags was... He's the leading goal scorer of all time at Colgate. He knows where the net is. I've been thinking that about him the last couple of weeks. I want to see him turn up the intensity, which I heard Cassidy say yesterday that he wants him to do is check his game and get to the net more. I think he's being a little too nice, trying to feel his way around the team. He was more intense getting to the net. He got to the net more because I've watched a kid because I play with his father, and his father played with my father in Jamaica Plain. I watched him. He was getting to the net more when he was playing for Anaheim. I want to see him turn up a little bit. He'll give – Donato is still like Pasta. When Pasta came up, when he was new, he's not used to the physical part of the game yet. Wags will provide a little bit more of that muscle. They're both from Boston. And I put Corrali on that. He was a captain out of Miami of Ohio. Now, he can play. And I put them in the fourth line. You know, don't expect Donato to come out and play first, second, third line. Put him down in the fourth line with Wags. A kid who can hit, and maybe Corral, another tough kid. A couple of guys who know the net, where the net is, particularly Wags, like Donato, will give him some muscle.
Whose dad did you play with in JP? Whose dad was that?
My father played with Howie Wagner in Jamaica Plain. Yes, he did. That's Chris's grandfather. I played with Chris's father, Paul, in Dedham. Paul was just under me.
Another Paul in
Dedham. He was a good kid, good family. They really are. They're good people, the Wagners. You know, three generations. My father used to hang out with Howie and Charlie Valenza, our goalie, and when the league was the CYO league. Yeah, I played Dedham High, too.
My dad played with Ken Griffey
Senior. CYO league was over BC, and the three of them were the three amigos, Howie Wagner, my father, and Charlie Valenza, when we went over to play with St. Anne's in Reedville.
How's that food fair? I was going to ask you how this food fair at St. Anne's is.
Wow. So you just got to wait for a comma and then drop.
Jesus.
that's real Dedham royalty over there.
Wow.
What?
That's a lot going on there.
It's a lot of history.
Wags.
Good updates on Wags. Got to toughen up Donato is what his point was, though.
Some beef on
he's
him.
Not ready for the physicality of the NHL.
Corrali was a captain, though, at Miami.
Miami of Ohio. So Wagner, all-time leading scorer at Colgate, I believe he said.
Yeah.
Good update
all
there.
Stuff
good,
you got to consider.
Good stat-based, fact-based call right there from Paulie.
And Paul's in Stoneham. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
This is driving me absolutely nuts, this whole thing about Ryan Donato. I mean, you know, so I've watched him for many years, you know, when, you know, he was the best player on the ice as a peewee through high school, college, and, you know, the Bruins just aren't using him the right way. I mean, they put him with guys who aren't as good as him. And his whole deal is he's a setup guy. I mean, if you put Ryan Donato, put him on the ice and ask him to put on a stick handling display, he'd be right up there with how Savard could handle the puck. I mean, Donato is a unbelievable setup guy. He's a playmaker. And so, hello?
Yeah, no, sorry, you're still here. I think that was just a
bug. Yeah. So in my opinion, you know, if they're not going to use him like that, it would be the best thing that ever happened if you get traded to a team who had players who could understand the game of hockey. This kid sees the ice as well as anybody I've seen play
hockey. So, Paul, you obviously think his trade value would be high, is what you think.
Oh, I think it would be very high. I think it would be very high, but I just think the Bruins are never, you know what I mean? I don't know what it's going to take for them to wake up. I mean, this kid is a gift. This kid is gold.
I think you should make the call. Make the trade call. Call them up. Call the rest of the league and let them know. I'm just saying it proves a bigger point that if you want to really add to this team, you want to bolster what this team has, you're going to give up somebody young and who's good.
Yeah.
And he fits. But they may look at it differently, and I think we'll find out in time. They may say, you know what? It just isn't our year. We're not going to spend, you know, young players or draft capital on a team that's too banged up, it's too hurt. We'll give it a better run next year.
Who's he singing this to?
You'd have to ask him.
Never know with him. Could be anybody.
He well, gave it away. You never know with him.
I mean,
what does that mean?
He's kind of out there in the open, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was all girls in the video, though.
Yeah.
You ever seen the video?
That Free to 90 video it is straight, one of the best was, videos
it was, it
of
was
like.
The 80s. What year did this come out?
Oh, this is definitely 80s.
Yeah.
Freedom 90 was badass for him. Like when he went away from Wham. Who's the other guy? Ridgely?
Andrew Ridgely. Yeah. Great job, Zoe. It's a great trivia question that you just answered without being asked.
Yeah. And then he did a Freedom 90, and that's what, like, I became big George Michael fan.
Last Christmas came out December of 84.
Wow.
I would have guessed later than that.
Yeah.
But they're at the ski lodge.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah, they're at the ski lodge in the video.
With the fluffy boots and everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Straight 80s cheesy video.
That was pre-Uggs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know, out there in the Sorrels, yeah. You know, wearing
a little hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. His ski pants.
Yep. Then freedom came.
Up in the mountains.
Or they were up there.
What? Whatever that means. Yeah. Oh, they're up there in the mountains.
Up in them Yukon.
Grizzly bears and all. They were up there.
Lock the door. Don't put the trash out. Bears be digging through there.
All right, I'm gonna go back to these Bruins calls.
Yeah. There you go.
If that's all right, if that's all right with you,
sure.
Read and React is coming up next segment. By the way,
God. Oh,
Mark is in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Oh, sure.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hot to ask George Michael anything now. Anyway.
Yeah, he's dead.
Anyway, the one problem with this team that's really pissing me off right now is that they're in the bottom five in the league, 5-on-5, don't score. If they don't fix that problem. You're not looking at playoffs, guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fifth from the bottom. And 5-on-5 for goal four. Not good. They're picking up where they left off in the Tampa series last year.
All right. This now goes back to the question that I asked Torrey Krug yesterday. Do you buy in on the Thanksgiving standings? Right? And it's sort of a weird year because the Bruins are so hurt.
Yeah.
And they've got so many guys injured, and they just keep seeming to have these injuries. And a lot, you know, if you were to grade right now the Bruins season, what would you say? Just, hey, how do you think the Bruins are doing this year?
B.
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah.
Artie, would you agree?
Yep.
If you were just take the temperature of the Bruins fans, how do you think your season's going? Well, pretty good.
Pretty
you
good.
Know, considering everything that's happened and the stuff they've dealt with. And we talked yesterday with Torrey Krug a little bit about the identity being, hey, you guys have just sort of, you know, scrapped along the way, found ways to win, you know, get contributions from guys who've stepped up, although I know a lot of the scoring has come from the top line when everybody was healthy, but still, you'd say, oh, it was a pretty good year so far.
Yeah.
Do you think it lasts? Now, Krug obviously said, but a player will always say, no, we don't do that. We don't buy into that. The season's too long. Statistically, we know from the outside looking in that those standards, those statistics pretty much hold up when you look at the standings around Thanksgiving into early December. It's really hard to come back if you're really far back. And it's sort of those teams that are sort of on the cusp of being a playoff team. Those are the ones that end up sneaking in because they don't have that far to go. I'd say right now, the Bruins are in a decent position to make sure they are a playoff team, given where they stand on November 30th.
They're 14-7. They've won three of their last four with so many of their key guys being out. We're in a stretch where they hope to maybe go .500. Now, I'm not saying it continues at this pace. I think it's reasonable to expect them to keep winning one-goal games because at some point the law of averages is going to catch up with you. You're talking about shootout wins now, okay? I mean, you've already got the overtime game against Pittsburgh a week ago tonight. So these are really, really tight. But they're pulling them out. And what Bruins fan, given all the circumstances, is going to have a problem with the way things are going right now? I can't. The only thing that you could really like maybe point to is like the, a little bit of a goalie controversy, but that was a, for the most part, a good goalie controversy. You had two guys playing really well. You had your backup, your presumed backup in Halak playing better than Rask, and Rask got his spell and came back, and Rask has been good.
They've sort of survived all their crap, haven't they?
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
They've weathered the storm.
They survived that you know that early goalie thing, and they are surviving the current injury thing.
Currently they are.
But it's this is a weeks-long injury thing. This is going to continue.
The next month, it's a long way of saying this. I think the next month they have a lot of games. Pretty much going to determine the outcome of the year. So maybe it's not quite Thanksgiving will be the date as to whether you're in or out, but I think we'll know by somewhere around the new year what this team is going to be.
Given the goalie issues and given the injuries, they could have been one of those teams that, you know, again, the old adage that you can't win the cup by Thanksgiving, but you can lose it. They didn't lose it. They didn't lose the chance for a postseason berth or to have a good, you know, just a good season. You know, whatever you would have decided that to be, second round of the playoff win, whatever, you know, pick a stage you wanted them to reach and succeed at. They didn't play themselves out of that by Thanksgiving. No way. No, I'd say you got to feel pretty good, if not really good, about the way they've handled stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were there yesterday and you look at McAvoy and the way he was skating, and you think, okay, he looks pretty good. Looks, you know, that's the first time he skated, you know, with the team. Now I guess he's going to get his first full practice here coming up. So he's hopefully around the corner here.
David's in Medford. What's up, David?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Just calling in to check in. Listen, I'm not like Wagner and Paulie from Boston. I'm just from Medford, played with some good hockey guys, not as good as Wagner. But you know who I did play with?
Who'd you play with?
Mike Sadrali. He's a good guy.
Did you
have a good weekend?
Yeah, you play with him? How did he make himself sound old like that?
I doubt it.
You think he was really that old? That's a disguise.
You can't fake that voice, right? Can you?
I don't know. I think maybe you could.
I don't think so.
That's like that guy sounding ancient.
Sure, you could fake an old voice.
No.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Do you think Sarge played defense? Is he a defenseman, like protecting the net?
No, I couldn't do it, but I think that's pretty good in terms of disguise.
That was
really good.
I don't think it was a disguise.
You know why?
I think that was.
You think it was really an old guy who's now in on this?
Nah. Yes. There's no way. The old guys don't get in on those games. Nah.
It's not really there, like
because he tied in the.
That's not the
and
M.O. That's not the M.O. of a Sarge sucks call.
Yeah, I'm just an old fart from Medford, and I played with. I thought he was going to say like I played with.
That's why I'm assuming they're just getting more creative to do it, and disguising. They're finding people that can do old guy voices.
Yes.
I'm like,
what's going on, guys?
No, that's legit.
No, I think it's someone who's like middle-aged that's disguising their voice to sound older than it is.
What's going on, guys?
You can't keep that up for that long.
Can we play the part where he says, I didn't play with guys like Wagner? Can we get that part?
I'm not like Paulie.
I didn't play with guys like Wagner.
Wags.
Good family.
Reminds me of... Billions.
Listen, I'm not like Wagner and Paulie from Boston.
Brian's in Averill
today.
That's
so fake.
Hi, Brian. It is fake. It sounds fake.
Nope. How you doing?
Good.
What's happening?
Not much. I just wanted to see what you guys thought, how you know, Gilmore might hold up this weekend against the Vikes secondary. And also, I just want to say that touchy rules, Beal, you suck.
Yeah, that was telegraphed a mile away.
Yeah, it's good.
That how Gilmore's going to have a hold.
I don't think he gets Diggs. Diggs wasn't at practice yesterday. So Diggs and Rhodes were out of practice. Seems like more of a Thielen matchup. And a taller
kid. A minute. That changed for you since yesterday. So what have you heard?
Diggs didn't practice.
Look it.
Right? Diggs didn't practice.
And I'm just saying, if Diggs has an issue and he's nicked a little bit, then maybe you could take McCourty, run him around.
But to the best of our knowledge, Diggs is going to play, right?
Yeah, he should play.
I don't know. They said Xavier Rhodes didn't practice. He's going to play. They just said Diggs didn't practice. So you got to get your earphones away from the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
So there's a chance that Diggs doesn't play.
Nah, he's going to play.
We didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, so.
Yeah, but isn't he dealing with like a knee thing, so they're just sort of keeping him off the field?
Yeah, he's the type of guy you just sit him. You
know, right. I mean, what, you'd like you sit him out.
He's a tough Maryland guy.
Yeah, that's how it is. Jim taking a shot at Maryland.
He's got some knee thing going on where the less he's out there running around, the better it is on his knee. sort of get you the rest in between games, shoot it up like game day and go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe Diggs won't play, and then that solves that whole entire thing.
Yeah, they're screwed if he doesn't play. They need him. They need him big time in this game.
Well, of course.
Sarge caller called back, by the way. He said he's not old. He's young. That's just his voice.
Oh, get out of here. Wow. Put him back on then. I want him to prove it. I want him to actually talk for a few minutes.
Well, he's going
to
call back again, yeah.
Yeah, call us back. Yeah.
I want to find out how old he is.
All right.
How old do you think he is?
He says he's a little sick, too.
He says he's not an old guy.
Yeah.
He says he's a young guy, and that's just his voice. How old do you think? So,
Holds Johnson.
42. I'm going to say he's 42, 43.
Holds Ryan Johnson.
Listen, I'm not like Wagner and Pauly from Boston.
He's in his early to mid-40s.
48.
37.
Early to mid-40s, and he's disguising
his voice.
You've
got to pick a number.
37.
42.
48.
37.
It's a little of a dying Wallach feel if you think he's sick.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll have to find out. We'll have to find out what the deal
is. All right, I'm writing down.
I said 42.
I said 37. Zell's at 37. I'm at 48. Should have said 43. Damn it.
Well, no, it's not closest without going over. It's not one of those.
Oh, okay, so it's just anarchy then.
It is anarchy.
All right.
You got to make a guess. Adam's in Lowell. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I get them wanting to look around because of the injuries for a defenseman, but even though Shirelli's gone, the stink is still on this team of, like, does anybody trust this team to make a trade that we at least get equal value on? I certainly don't. And on top of that, whatever happened to, we're done sprinkling our young talents around the league. Like, I like Donato a lot. I don't think he's untradeable. But when they start talking about trades and stuff, it's like, I don't think you have the capability. I think we're still a joke when other GMs get our call. It's like, oh, Jesus, the Bruins are calling. Get ready to win a trade. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, it is. When was the last time you felt really great about a Bruins trade that they won?
I don't know.
Oh, they got them. Oh, they got the best of that deal. It has. It's post-Shirelli, too. I don't know that it means that they've all been bad trades, but you haven't felt like the Bruins have, like, hit one out of the park on a trade in a while. All right, David in Medford. David, how old are you?
Bertrand, I mean, I'm 48. I'm sick as a dog. I got a headset on.
You're 48?
Yeah, my phone is not. I'm sick.
Oh, so he's sick. So it's not your normal voice.
Right. He said that.
No, I said that. Yeah. No, I said I was sick as a dog.
Yeah.
Because when you guys said he's acting, I said, oh, no, I like your show. Let me throw one up. A different thing, because you guys are tired of the old Mike shot, Pat. I'm like, oh, let me go the other route.
Right. On the number. On
the number. So you're 48 on the number.
Yeah, yeah.
48.
Hardy nailed it.
1970.
Nice. Sure did. All right, David.
Nice job.
You feel better.
Feel better with your throat.
Sucks this time of year.
Oh, it's awful.
Everybody being sick.
I ripped my vocal cords
out. Okay. So at least we now know that it really was just being sick that he lost his voice. That does not sound like a normal 40. It's really his voice. He's just sick.
On the number.
That doesn't sound like anybody in their 40s.
I hear his voice, and I think of the old guy from The Simpsons.
Say it. On the number.
On the number. Hardy, you are right. Hardy, you are a god. Right.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Strap yourself in, Hardy.
And react.
I'll bring the jelly pudding.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
To the window! To the wall!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Read and react here at 11:36. Hardy, take it away.
All right, gentlemen. Let's begin with...
Every time you tuck yourself in or Giselle tucks you into bed, do you think about the tuck rule?
React.
A little piece of me dies every time.
Yeah, me too.
Steeler.
No, it does.
Steelers play the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. Ben Roethlisberger.
Prime time again?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Big Ben criticizing teammates on his weekly radio show on Tuesday.
Oh.
So the media asked him about it on Wednesday in the locker room.
Ooh.
I just put the teammates standing around. Let's see how this went down.
Well, being around for a long time, dealing with a lot of different players. You have to know how to motivate different guys in different ways. And I think that's part of being a leader, being a captain, just understanding players. And so sometimes you just grab them off to the side, and sometimes you have to be honest with them. And so I think that I've earned the right to be able to do that with as long as I've been here. And You know, it's and I'll be just as critical on myself as well in front of you guys as well.
Who turned the ball over when they had a chance to win that game?
I was going to say,
if that guy didn't intercept it, the other guy would have intercepted it. That's kind of a dick comment.
It's I've earned it.
Hey, by the way, captain, leader. It's Hugh Jackson.
The game is not one play. I get it. But you had a chance. You had a chance to win that game. A real chance.
No, no, Hardy. He's earned the right to lose games for his team and have no consequence or share none of the blame as a result.
Wow.
He's earned that right. He's been around a long time. A lot of teams, a lot of players.
Uh-huh.
He said that right off the top.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the start of that clip.
Yeah, he'll tell
been around a long time. Been around a lot of guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Earned it.
Yep. Three. Be involved with the many things.
React.
I get it. Sometimes you're trying to say something, just that word doesn't come out.
Yes.
A little bit of gravy with the salt and pepper.
Redskins claim linebacker Reuben Foster off waivers this week after a domestic violence incident.
Shameful.
You're gonna play Doug Williams audio here, aren't you?
Well, yeah, he explains it very well, I think. I think he acquits himself in the organization very nicely in a radio interview this week. Here's Doug.
Did you expect the volume of attention that this has garnered, or did you expect it?
Oh, yeah. We knew that was going to happen. I mean, and like I say, rightfully so, with all the stuff that is going on in this country. You know, we got people who are in high places that has done far worse if you look at it realistically, and you know, they're still up there. So, at the same, this is small potatoes to a lot of things out there. But at the same time, it's a big issue in America today, whether or not it's in football, whether or not it's in everyday life, whether or not it's in politics. It's out there.
Nope, there you go. Small potatoes. Put that in quotes. This is small potatoes.
No big deal.
That's how the Redskins look at it. That's how Doug Williams looks at it.
He's still working there, right?
It's like, how Bruce, what's the guy? What is the guy who runs there? Who's like their VP?
Bruce Allen.
Bruce Allen,
yeah.
Bruce Allen views it. Yeah. Doug Williams views it. Ownership in the Snyder family. That's how they view domestic violence. Yeah. Like a lot of people in the NFL over the years and probably still in this league, small potatoes. So there you go.
Yeah. High levels.
Oh, yeah.
There is your honest answer without a whole lot of thought given to it. That's
he's a football player.
He's not playing politics there.
There's probably worse things I could think of in this world, so small potatoes.
The only thing that would be more honest is if he said, yeah, we discussed it for a second, but we realized it wasn't going to cost us a dime in ticket sales or TV ratings or concessions.
Why don't you just keep it going? Say, you know, it's small potatoes. He didn't like go to the point of killing her or anything, you know?
Yeah.
She's still with us.
He did get out of jail. I mean,
she's still alive, right? That's the NFL.
React.
49ers. We're going to play in Seattle. This is Richard Sherman's return. What did Sherm? What'd you have to say about it?
Yeah, you just expect after you've done so much for a franchise that they wouldn't cut you while you're hurt. You know, it's kind of more of a respect thing than anything.
Oh,
but
on.
You know, they did. So you got to kind of roll with the business.
That's not the full story.
You couldn't find...
That is not the full story about him leaving Seattle.
You couldn't find any more angry members of that defense at Legion of Boom, whether it's him, whether it's Chancellor, whether he didn't get paid.
But it worked for them,
man. Remember Earl Thomas politicking to go to the Cowboys?
They found chips to put on their shoulders, you know? They went out there and actively looked for stuff to, you know, feel like that was holding them back or when they're being disrespected in some way, so... No, but you're right.
Let's go back to the headlines from April of 2017. Richard Sherman trade talks take off. Reportedly started because he asked out of Seattle.
Oh.
I mean, come on now. Let's just tell the entire story about how you left
there. Rumors of him coming
here. And by the way, all those guys that are all bent out of shape at the Legion of Boom, they all got paid.
No kidding. Yes.
They got huge contracts.
Yeah.
And then they wanted another one. It was like, oh, I'm still here. Give me another one.
Yep. Crazy.
Yeah, we haven't seen him feature too much on defense, and today is his coming out party.
React.
Do not approve of that. Browns.
That's on Zoe.
Browns play the Broncos on Sunday.
I have.
Who's the new offensive coordinator for the Browns?
Scott Milanovich.
No, it's Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens, very good.
God.
He was asked about Baker Mayfield's comments on Hugh Jackson.
I don't have a problem with Baker saying anything like that. The guy spoke what he felt to be true. And I don't know when it became big news to speak the truth, okay? And if that's what he feels, then he should voice it. I mean, Hard Knocks is in here. Everybody's looking for a story. Well, he's giving you a story. You know, he's telling you the truth. Everybody's wanting an inside look of the truth. Well, hell, that's the truth.
Yeah, they don't like you.
None of them.
Yep. He's telling you everything.
I get it. It's the truth. It's just that the truth is so silly. You fired a guy who had the audacity to go and take another job and somehow turn that as him being disloyal.
So, Freddie, next time. No, this is different. This isn't a player anymore.
That was the fake part he was talking about.
Now we're talking about a coach. So, Freddie, next time you get fired somewhere, you are not allowed to take another job until at least the next season. So if you get offered another job right away, you can't take it.
Exactly.
No. Allowed. It was about him being fake. Baker said Hugh Jackson was fake. I think that's what he was talking about.
Okay. Now, by the way, Ian Eagle was a guest on Rich Eisen, and he retold a story about a production meeting with Hugh Jackson earlier this season. Here's Ian Eagle.
It's funny because we look back now on that meeting, and Dan Fouch asked him in the meeting, he said, well, you've got Baker Mayfield. Why aren't you running more of the stuff that he ran at Oklahoma?
Oh, yes.
The run pass option stuff.
And
you said, yeah, great question. I agree. And Dan says, well, what's the answer?
Come on.
I agree. And we walk out of there thinking, what is going on here?
Hey, what a moron.
They won't let me. I tried to do it. Actually, I just now thought of it. Oh, maybe we should do that.
I agree with that.
Either scenario there is not a good one. Either A, I hadn't thought of that, or B, I want to do it, but they won't let me.
Is that a little out of bounds, what Ian Eagle did there?
A little bit.
You've been in this role before.
Yep. Good call, Bill.
Great story. I'm glad that we now know the story. It's totally believable.
No, you're right.
That I heard this and thought, This is he's got to be careful.
Bill's really big on this too. We've been in production meetings with Bill, and he says, whatever you do, don't go on GDAM TV and say I said this or that. I'm giving you information to help you formulate your opinion to call the game. Don't just hang on every damn word.
I am trying to influence the narrative without my name being attached anywhere near it.
I've never heard you say it, but I've heard Nan say it, I've heard Romo say it, like in our production meeting this week, and then they'll share like a personal story. He said that
that's different.
You know, yeah.
Something that is clearly on the record and it's okay to talk about.
Right, and it also kind of says, oh, that must be the type of stuff they talk about in the production meetings without like tipping their hand. Like, no, you get some good information in those. But it's understood you're not supposed to use it, or it's explicitly stated.
I just don't, even though he's not a head coach anymore, I don't think it's okay to go and sort of use the production meeting to trash
someone. He was clueless
when
we did a production meeting weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
It's because you know what? Now a coach will go in with Ian Eagle and say, well, I want to tell you, if you're going to now go on TV and if you think something I said is ridiculous,
you're
going to call me out for it.
All right, that's it.
Is everybody looking down there towards that goal line? Because we're fixing to cross it in just a minute.
React.
It's so southern and so perfect. We're fixing to cross it in just 1 minute.
It's butter on it.
Just one.
Did they get in the goal? Oh, they didn't get in. Bless their hearts.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jim, we knew it was the Weezer version. We've heard it 4,000 times on the radio in the
confusion.
First 5 seconds, I said,
that's Weezer. This is the fake one.
It's fake one.
Fake.
Fake.
You know what? It's growing on me.
It's good.
It is.
It's exactly like the original.
There's nothing different.
You know why it's good?
It's got a little,
the original
rock
good.
To it.
No, it doesn't. It's the same. Like the whole point of them doing this was to do it as exactly like the... The originals they could.
Like Grown Ups 1 was good, but like Grown Ups 2 was a terrible movie. So like it didn't work. So you're saying like if it works once, do it again and it's going to work again.
No, I'm saying anyone who says that, oh, I love this Weezer song, I'm like, yeah, because you like the original.
Oh, see, he's just like riff right here. See, my kids think this is the song. That's the problem.
It is the song.
Nope. They said Toto made it first. You know?
And it sounds just like this.
Sounds better.
The guitars are a little crunchier here. A little more distortion.
They can't help themselves.
It's Feed the Fan Fridays, presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Dollar 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985.
I like that.
We'll score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their fandom, stopandshop.com.
I'd get the fried chicken there. They have good fried chicken.
Okay.
Hardy, you like the fried
chicken.
Well,
$100 goes a long way. Well, you can get like more than just fried chicken.
But if you get like a party platter, you're going to be getting all juiced up. Get the bratwurst for some sauerkraut. Get the big thing of ketchup. Yeah. Tailgating.
Fried chicken. 4:25 kick on Sunday. Should be a good crowd in the parking lot early, I assume. It's the weather. Do we know? Are you checking the weather on that yet?
100% chance of rain.
55, yeah. Right?
We're getting a lot of rain starting, I believe, tomorrow evening.
No.
Yeah. And it is going to continue throughout the morning. And then by the time game rolls around, this was the latest, we're going to get some scattered showers by game time. But I believe it's going to be a little damp out there.
That's it. That puts a damp on the day.
Ah!
Yeah.
Make sure you wear the right shoes.
It says, no. Now, when you go to the very generic weather.com type of forecast.
I don't know. Hardy just gave us a big detailed forecast.
No, that was pretty good. That's exactly
I look at this. It says rain, 90% chance.
That's the problem. You can't look at
rain.
The day.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't tell you the timeline.
We're watching the weather this morning, and it said 100% chance of rain on Sunday. But then you listen to the weather people, and they say detailed. It's exactly what Hardy said. It's going to kick back, sort of take a little lull there right before kick.
Oh, I hope so. 617-779-0985. Phil Perry will be with us coming up just about 5 minutes from now. Trey Flowers did not practice today for the Patriots on a Friday. Don't love that.
It could be sick or something. Something's, you know, stuff's going around that
team. Talking about it. They've been talking.
Yeah. They've got it out there. Like, hey, we've been dealing with stuff. You know, a lot of guys with flu-like
cold
stuff.
And flu symptoms. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's hope it's that. Let's hope he's good to go on Sunday against the Vikings. 4:25 kick right here on the Sports Hub. John is in the car today. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to talk about last night's game. When Mabel called yesterday, you said the Cowboys had no chance of winning last night.
Slim.
Believe me,
slim.
I do not trust Jason Garrett and Dak. I like Dak, but I don't trust him in a big spot. But this defense is playing unbelievable right now. Just when they should be. They've won four in a row, and they're probably going to win out the rest of their games. They got probably one tough game against Indianapolis. And the guy that should be getting the recognition for this turnaround is Chris Richard. I just want to hear what you guys are going to say.
One guy.
Give him all the credit.
One guy all the credit. I think they're playing well.
You know what I'm getting annoyed with? For every team, Dallas Cowboys,
yeah.
New England Patriots, I've already told you this, the Steelers, whoever, they're probably going to win out.
No,
since when did winning out and winning a month of football games become a given for a team like the Dallas Cowboys?
It's not.
Come on.
No, it's not. You just wonder with Dallas, too. Did they wake up when Alex Smith went down? And not that Alex Smith was going to take that division by storm and the fact that the Redskins were going to win, but the Redskins were playing well with him. And now if you're Dallas, you're saying, okay, this could be our division now.
Chris Richard was the Legion of Boom guy, wasn't he? He was sort of involved in the secondary there.
Yeah. Who else? The head guy down in Atlanta. What's the hell's name?
Dan Quinn. Yeah, no, he was like a positional coach with that defense.
Yeah, they had some good staff guys. Pete assembled a nice defensive staff. Really did.
Good coach?
Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now?
Good coach. Different.
He's a good coach now?
Yeah.
Was he always a good coach?
I think he was always a good coach.
Yeah, it's just because you and Pete's got along.
It's just,
you guys got along. You guys got along. You like each other.
See,
this is a good guy.
This is why I say.
And you're a good guy, and that's why. You guys got along.
He hasn't changed. But he's the same guy. You know, he didn't change and say, boy, I learned how to do something different here. He went to the college. He went to college and brought the college game to the pro.
You know what changed?
Which is
the players changed.
Players changed. Yeah. But he runs a free ship. I mean, open door policy for everybody and everybody have a good time. And it's guys, I like being the ball coach, you know, get up on top of the lockers. Yeah, look at me up here. He loves that stuff. He hasn't changed. It works for him. Works now. Didn't work here.
Yeah, the players have changed. That's probably what it is more than anything else. And you would think that Pete Carroll going through, like, going forward the next decade, could be really great with the just the type of athletes that you now get and what they require.
All you have to get fast guys on defense that want to run. You know, that's it. Defense should be built on speed. Just go get the damn ball. And it seems like he perfected that, and then it just got torn apart. They all got egos. He allowed their egos to explode. That was Pete's problem.
Quickly before headlines, we'll go to Pete in Delaware. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. The comments from Doug Williams were so outrageous. I mean, obviously, we're all against domestic violence, but it wasn't about Reuben Foster. His answer was about the act of domestic violence.
Right, yes.
Yeah, downplayed it. Absolutely. Downplayed it. Embarrassing. Downplayed it.
Small potatoes in the big picture. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This happens all the time, guys. Like, look all around our country.
Yeah, violence. Violence.
High levels.
Yeah, violence against women.
Big levels.
Come on, small potatoes.
Big.
Much bigger things to worry about.
We're just playing football here. We're trying to get good football.
Guys, I'm in Delaware, so I'm in the Washington market. They were getting killed for signing him. Oh, you should see it now. Oh, after the comments. I mean, I'd be surprised if Williams has a job.
My favorite part about this, Pete, and thank you for the call as always, they sort of put Doug Williams out there as the guy with that. Did you see the statement the other day?
Yeah.
So the team had to issue a statement, and they didn't have Bruce Allen do it. They had Doug Williams do it because Doug Williams is a beloved Washington, you know, figure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Former player who everyone loves. They think back to those Joe Gibbs days, winning Super Bowls, all of it.
Yep.
And so they had him put the statement out because they were like, this will soften the blow. Fans love Doug Williams. Let's you know, make him the sacrificial lamb on this one.
Yeah.
It'll be a much softer landing. And now look. Nope. That's not why. He's just like everybody else.
He loses gig over this.
Small potatoes.
Yeah, you expose them.
Wow. It's a terrible, terrible comment from him.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.